You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 77, Language Arts Curriculum Ideas. This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be.
All right, friends.
Hi. We're here at episode number 77.
Language Arts.
Yeah, we're continuing our curriculum series. And if you haven't listened to the last week or last few weeks, we've been talking about just curriculum ideas of things we've used or things our friends have recommended or not recommended.
Yes, I think we kicked it off with why your curriculum doesn't even matter. Mm-hmm. And then we did like an online program, what we like, and now we are going through different subjects a little bit more in depth so you can get a better view of some things we've liked that a lot of our friends have liked and enjoyed and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
But before we kick it off, I wanted to let you guys know. So as you guys know, well, hopefully you know, I have had my mama's membership of a homeschool coaching program for a year now. And that's been awesome. Super fun. It's been growing a lot. And so that's been a blast. And I wanted to let you know that it is changing just a little bit in January. So anybody who buys in before January is bought into a lifetime membership, and then the lifetime membership goes up. But up until December 31st, that price is still only
$100. It's a steal.
It is ridiculous. It is so great. You get.
I keep telling her it's too low.
But I know. But it's. I just love that I've been able to help, especially when COVID hit, like to have something so affordable. Mm-hmm. I have a video series in there that helps you to just have peace with yourself, tools to connect with your kids, tools to create this amazing family culture, and then all things homeschool. You can do group coaching, and in January, there'll be two group coaching calls. Then you have private sessions with myself, ask me questions, like all sorts of things. Tons of help, tons of tips. So you can go over to my website, coachmegthomas.com, and you can do a free session and find out if it's right for you, or just jump in and join in. But if you are, do it before the end of the year.
Seriously.
So yeah, $100 for the lifetime membership. So please, seriously, do yourself a favor. All right, let's jump into language arts.
Yes. So should we do dislikes and then likes like we did last time?
Yeah, that was fun.
All right. So first on our dislike list was, and I always kind of feel bad calling out these companies because.
Yes. So once again, these are from our good friends from our co-op. We interviewed all of them and said, what have you liked, have not liked in different categories?
Yes.
And so this was, they only had two dislikes. And I cannot remember why they don't like this first one. So I apologize. But they did not like Christian Light.
See, and I use that for math and really do like it. But I have never used any of their language arts. Yeah, so I can't speak for that.
But. Yeah, and I know the person who disliked it for language arts loves it for math.
Interesting. Okay.
So, yeah. I don't know.
So just I don't know something either. But I do recommend their math.
Okay, so this next one is funny because it made the like and the dislike list. But the good and the beautiful.
Yep. Yeah. It's funny how that happens with, you know, everyone has their different needs and their different desires. And that's the same between us. Some of us, we like some things and dislike some things and it's okay.
Yes.
It just doesn't work for everybody.
So some people like that it's a workbook and they could just hand it to their kid. Mm-hmm. Some people feel like it is very mom intensive, that it is too much of a workbook.
I think it depends on the level because once you hit a certain level, the kids can do it on their own, but the younger ones really need mom direction. So.
But I found my seventh grader last year did not like it because it was so much. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it was pages and pages and it just felt monotonous and like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Like, I get this. Or they just didn't understand, like, why do I need to be able to diagram a compound sentence with complex subjects and complex verbs and complex, what was say, direct objects or something like that. So there was a lot of why. I don't get why I'm doing this. So I know we switched out of it. Anyway.
But we're still using it.
You are. Well, I guess that's so most of my, I should always say one of my children. What did I say? One of my kids is still using it, but the rest have switched away from it.
So that made it to our like list also. So we'll go into the likes now, and that's at the top of the like list. A lot of our friends and us do use it. Mm-hmm. So just try it out for yourself, and you can make your own decision.
Yes, and remember, on their website, they have a lot of free downloads.
They do.
And you can try a lot of lessons before you invest in it. And so if you buy it and you're like, this is awesome, Some people like it because it has geography in it. And it art. Has art in it. Mm-hmm. And I know my children like to do geography together as a group, and they like doing art together as a group. So they were like, this is a very redundant.
Yeah.
Okay, so this next one I'm really excited about. I had never heard of it before, and I've already bought it. But it is called Daily Grams.
Mm-hmm. And I actually have the, I think I still have this book. I bought it once and never used it.
So it is just very simple lessons, mm-hmm. just very to the point of a daily grammar lesson. I just bought it for my fourth grader, and so I will be able to tell you how I like it. But we had a friend who, when her kids went to college, he asked his mom to buy some of his college friends this book because they had no idea of basic grammar structures.
I love that. I think that's
yes. And so she bought it for them so that they could get caught up on the basics of grammar. So I think it'll be really great for my fourth grader because I know language arts was killing him mm-hmm. and he doesn't like language arts. And so I just want something to be simple, to the point, and that manageable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next up, we have Mad Libs, which is not a curriculum.
No, but it's
so really
fun.
Fun way to practice parts of speech and writing. And my kids love them. I know your kids love them.
We love, yeah. love Mad Libs.
Yeah.
And they're so fun. You can create your own. If my kids do it, if there's a verb, farting will always be in there. Like they're super... Typical. Yeah, I was gonna say, but then silly. But my kids love it because, like, what is an adverb? And mm-hmm. then you have to be like, well, for Mad Libs, they usually want an adverb that describes a verb that ends with an ly. Like, how did they run? They quickly ran. They swiftly ran, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of fun to do some review stuff. I guess with that, to be able to tell it, you might need to have some basic knowledge of parts of speech.
Yeah, definitely.
Like a noun, person, place, thing, or idea. Mm-hmm. You're probably not going to throw idea into a Mad Lib. Like hope, right? Yes. When it's like chair is what they mean. verbs, what else? Mm-hmm. Adjectives, describes a noun, right? Mm-hmm. So all those great things. I think Mad Libs are super fun.
Yeah, they're lots of fun. You can get them all different themes for holidays and yes. stuff like that too. Just
I actually have free printable Mad Libs, I believe, in my membership. If not, I'll get them put over there that I had created years ago on Teachers Pay Teachers. And I don't do much on Teachers Pay Teachers, but my Mad Libs do very well. Like they're awesome. Just silly and they're fun.
Yeah.
Okay, this next one.
Sorry.
No, you're okay. Speech and debate. Is we have you is Brennan
Brennan's in it this year. So there's locally a really great speech and debate class that a lot of our kids have taken, and my son's doing it for the first time this year, but it's come highly recommended from lots of people. But the reason people put this in as a language arts option is because in this class they're doing a whole lot of writing, and it's intensive
intense,
and it's
yeah.
a lot of work. And right now my son's preparing for his first what are they called?
Debate
competitions? Competition? I don't know. I'm new to all this. And he has to prepare almost 30 minutes of material that he has to debate.
Yeah, and research. And...
Yes, a lot of research and a lot of writing goes into it. And he's going to be spending a good week on it, getting ready for it, at least. So
yes, and so it's interesting. Like they either really, really love it. I feel like there's no middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's super great for some kids, and some kids, it's just not their mm-hmm. cup of tea. And so my family's never done it. We didn't want the time commitment.
Yeah, it's a lot of time.
Yeah, but those that are like have done it for years and are way into it have nothing but amazing things to mm-hmm. say about it. Mm-hmm. I know that is totally just local for us.
Yeah, but there's
in Utah County, but I'm
a lot
sure
of
there's
in other places, or I'm sure you could start something similar.
Yes.
You
build
cool,
it,
though.
They will come.
They've got competitions that are county and statewide, I think.
Oh,
with
okay.
a lot of different groups that are.
I know everybody loves this particular teacher.
Yeah, we have a really great teacher in our area. But my sister did that in high school and public school, and so I know that there are other options around that you could create and be involved in.
Okay, this next one was recommended from our friend. It was called Cover Story. And it is an online program, and it is where you are creating your own magazine. So your magazine had a theme, and I believe her son's was dogs. So you would write an article about why a dog's great. And then you would have an ad about why you need this shampoo for a dog. And so she said her kid loved it because it didn't feel like just monotonous, silly writing, mm-hmm. that it was, there was a point to it, that he was creating something, and he was creating something he was really interested in.
So I'm looking at their website. It's created by Clearwater Press, but it looks like they're video lessons. And so you learn it through a video, and it looks actually like a lot of fun, where it's kind of theatrical. And anyway, it looks like a lot of fun. And 6th through 9th grade is the grade range here, it looks like. So
yeah, she said her son really liked it.
Oh, and then there's a 9th through 12th also.
Okay.
So it's middle school on up.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Our next one.
Phonetic Zoo. Yeah. So Phonetic Zoo, I actually used one year. I have a review of it on my website from a very long time ago. We didn't use it for long, but it's a phonics-based program to teach spelling. And we used, I'm pretty sure, just the beginning level. And it was a set of audio CDs that you had to listen to and write. My children did not love that audio portion of it, and so that's why we didn't stick with it for long. They just didn't enjoy. I think they didn't like his voice or something. I don't remember. But I just remember there being fights about having to sit and listen to it. But it sounds like someone in our group did really enjoy that.
Well,
it probably works really well.
I thought what was interesting was we were having this conversation. I don't teach spelling. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the moms are like, we don't teach spelling either. We are just always reading good books, mm-hmm. and we're like writing papers, or yeah. we're doing this. And a couple moms said, yes, until you get a kid who really just cannot spell.
And I have a couple. So
yes.
I get that. And so I have had to do spelling with some of my kids and phonics with them. So they grasp the concepts of it. Some mm-hmm. kids just get it through reading.
Yes.
But some don't. And so you may or may not need a spelling program. But this one being phonics-based is good. And I also really trust the company IEW that creates it, because I've used several of their programs and they have just really high quality language arts materials for writing
yes.
and spelling.
But I love that. As I was talking to these moms the other day, a lot of them talked about individualizing their child's education, because like they said, some of the children didn't need help with spelling and some of them did. So the ones who did, they found a program that worked. Mm-hmm. Language arts, the good and the beautiful, works for some of their children, but not for some of their other children, right?
Yeah.
So
I just want to throw in one other IEW, and you've done another
yeah.
too, but they have, for the very young, there's a program called the Primary Arts of Language, and it is adorable. And we used it, I think, with two of my kids. It's really fun and really clever and well done. I'm looking at their website and it's back ordered.
Probably, yeah. Like a lot of
everything kind of is
stuff.
Right now this year with everybody homeschooling. But if you can get your hands on that, it's really, really well done.
Yes, and I taught their essay, the IEW, mm-hmm. in a co-op. I don't know how I would do, like, I don't think I would do it at my home.
I did it with my kids at home one
you
year.
You did?
And
had
with Brennan,
work.
And it was good. We liked
did it.
It.
Mm-hmm. I really liked it in a co-op setting. Mm-hmm. It gave a very easy structure to follow. It was fun. And then you'd read your stories up front in front of everybody, essay, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so I actually enjoyed it for that. But I don't think I would have done it at home. At home, I like to do more silly play stuff versus essays. You can write essays on your own time.
Yes. And then the final one is Simply Charlotte Mason. And I've used several of their things. We should have mentioned this in history too, because I have used a few of their history books. But they've just got a lot of really nice curriculum. I used their character curriculum also. And their art is really good too. They have some really, really good stuff on their website. So I highly recommend checking that out. I'm guessing their language arts. I haven't.
Okay. I have done this. It's the memorization.
Okay.
So it is not something you buy. It is an idea.
Is that the rotation with the
yes.
days? Okay.
So you have, so today is Tuesday that we're filming this. So you would have your little box, and it's basically 3x5 cards mm-hmm. in a recipe box. And you have, your everyday memorization. And then you have like a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Mm-hmm. So you would do your everyday memorization, your Tuesday memorization, your like then
the number of the month. I think
oh, yes.
Was.
And then the one that you do on, I don't know what to say, the 29th. And then the one you do, right? Like,
yeah,
so like
you
that.
Would keep practicing multiple each day. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a rotation so you didn't forget them all. And we did that for a little while. We would put poems
yeah,
and
we
scriptures
did.
In them. And I still have the box. And I still keep
I
all our
too,
poems and scriptures
case.
In it. And then we use it for our memorization right now. But we just don't do the rotation anymore. I just have them all in there to keep them organized. So,
yes.
But it is a really cool system.
It doesn't take a lot of work, because I usually had my kids mm-hmm. write the poem, or I would just print them.
Yeah.
And so basically, like, the only work was getting the recipe box and maybe putting the little labels on that mm-hmm. it was day of the week, whatever, like every day, Tuesday, yeah. the month, all those types of things. But yeah. And it's a really easy way to get a lot of memorization in. I wasn't loving it as much anymore. And so we switched back to just group memorization stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I like that a lot better.
Yeah, and that's what we do also. Yeah. But I do recommend just simply Charlotte Mason in general for a lot of different things. They've got some really nice
stuff. Oh, they do have a language arts.
I've used some of their science and history books in the past and really liked everything we used from them. So,
yeah. That's interesting. And then just as a recap of things that Karn and I liked that did not make this list was Handwriting Without Tears, mm-hmm. Explode the Code, mm-hmm. and then what was mine? The First Language Lessons.
Oh, yeah.
And so those are three other ones that we both like that we just, in case you didn't listen to the other episode, that you have those.
Yeah.
And yeah, making language arts fun again.
Definitely.
Okay, friends. You're thanks awesome. For listening. Yeah. And don't forget to go check out CoachMagThomas.com about the coaching. Remember to sign up before the end of the year and get ready to have a party.
Yay.
All right, have a great one.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.